maybe in the winter when the leaves fall off, there'll be little balls on the end of the limb?
No, we don't right in here.
You know the one I'm talking about? The sycamore or button ball?
I'm just trying to think of sycamore. They've got sycamores on the creeks, bigger creeks down here.
Mm-hmm. Do you have cherry trees around here?
Few, not many. I've got a few wild cherries. Mulberry trees, another kind of have.
Is that native?
Yeah.
Birds certainly like that.
Yeah, they do.
I've seen catfish eat mulberries too, strangely enough.
And I imagine a gray fox would eat them. They'll eat nearly anything else.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, gray fox climb a tree and get these winter grapes, what we call winter grapes, real small.
Mm-hmm.
Great. They really go for them.
Mm. Isn't that strange? What do you call that bush that has the, oh, I guess it's the leaf is 8 or 9 fingered. Then up at the top of the bush itself will be a cluster of berries.
Oh.
In the fall, these leaves will turn orange and brown and purple. And the berries will turn brown, maybe they'll be red.
We don't have that kind here. I guess it's huckleberry, isn't it?
No, I was thinking more of shoemake or something like that.
Well, we've got shoemakes, all right.
Do any particular birds like those berries or anything?
Not that I know of. I don't believe I ever saw anything eating a shoemake seed. They're kind of bitter, you know.
Oh. I've
they're
never tried it.
Not, they're sour instead of bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I said bitter, but they're sour. I've tasted lots of times.
Do you have that, we were talking about nuisance-y things, that vine with the three leaves, or three-fingered leaf? Probably you'll find this when you go fishing.
I don't remember. Well, that poison ivy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get that, but it don't bother me any night.
I've had more people tell me that, and I get close to it even.
My daughter's the same way. One of my daughters, well, anyways, near it, and she burnt out with that poison knife.
Huh.
But I've even cut it with pocket knives. Never does bother me a bit.
You don't itch at all, huh?
Never affects me anyway.
Huh. Well, I do. Do you have any special word for a group of trees in open country?
Well, a grove, I've heard them called groves.
Mm-hmm. How about a place where the brush grows thick?
What?
A place where you'll find brush very thick.
Well, that's a thicket, what I've heard called thicket.
Maybe you don't have this here, but what do you call land where scrubby oak grows? This you'll find out west. Frequently there it's called shinry.
Yeah, I've heard the name of that. We don't have that here much.
You find a bunch of it called a shinry moth sometimes.
Yeah. I've heard that expression.
Now, may I get some family history here?
Yeah.
I keep watching the clock. I don't want to overstay my welcome. Name?
My name? W.
What's the W for?
Willis.